Hey sis, this is your girl Dr. T, and on today's episode we are talking about this idea of fighting back. Listen, I got five areas in our lives that we need to fight back on, and it is real. I go real on this one, and I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this episode because this is probably the most impactful episode that I've had so far. Get ready to learn more about what you need to do to fight back and in which areas. I want to hear from you, so I will see you on the podcast. Hey there, this is your girl Dr. T with She Launches Podcast, and I'm so excited that you decided to join me today. Listen, if you know that God has been nudging you or speaking to you, maybe coming to you in dreams, or if you have those loved ones, those family friends that have been telling you, you need to get that thing started, but for whatever reason, you haven't gotten started, or you started, but you stopped, or you even stalled because life started lifing, then this podcast is for you. What I do know is that going from zero to one is the absolute hardest and most overwhelming part. Getting that thing started, writing that book, launching that course, doing what it is that you know God has told you to do is the absolute hardest part. And that's why we're going to be talking about all things launching, because I want to journey with you to help you to do exactly what God has said for you to do. And it all starts with the launch. So make sure you sit back, get ready, because we are going to be doing what we need to do to help you to take those first few steps so that what you have inside of you can impact the world. I'll see you on the podcast. Hey, this is Dr. T. I am glad to be here with you from She Launches Podcast. We are in episode number 12, and this is entitled Fight Back. I have 10 things that I want you to be fighting for, and I'm telling you, first off, this episode is either going to be really good for some people or it's going to be really tight. And as we like to say sometimes to my pastor, it's tight, but it's right. But I'm telling you guys, I'm tired of myself, first and foremost. And I needed to put this out to us because there are plenty of areas that we need to fight for. So I hope you buckled in for this one, because we come in hard and heavy on this. This particular podcast came to me because prior to this me recording this podcast, I had just a week where I was just doing too much. If you ever had a week like that, where like you were doing too much, you were on one. Like, you know, you were the one that was in not a good space, right? And I just realized, I remember one of my sisters asked me at church, how was my week? And I said, terrible. I said, because I was complaining way too much. I was complaining too much. And then one of my girls said, you know, I don't think complaining is something that's bad. And I said, and there are some respects I agree with you, because we got to get that stuff out of us. But I was complaining from a almost like woe is me type place. And I don't like to say woe is me. I'm not a woe is me type person, but I have been in one of them valleys. Have you ever found yourself in a valley or a desert? Let's call it what it really is, a desert. And you are trying to climb up out the desert, and you feel like not only are you slipping back down in the desert, you done figured out how to find a shovel and start digging in the desert. You going way down. That's where I have been. And I said to myself, first of all, you are complaining too much. I went back to some people. I apologized to them. You know, they were like, you were good. I said, because I told someone, I said, I hope you know my heart. This is not who I am. This is just the place that I'm at. That might help somebody. This is not who I am, because some people will judge us based on the season that we're in and think that that's who we are. And once you know a person's heart, you can begin to overlook some of that stuff. And what I recognized was I had to fight back. I had to get myself to a place where I had to see what God was doing from a different angle, right? I had to see that while he has me here, God is either going to do one of two things. He's either going to help me out of it, or he's going to give me the strength to endure through it. He's either going to help me out of it, or he's going to give me the strength to endure. Now, I know I'm not the only one that starts saying, God, Can you just not think a sister so strong sometimes, and maybe just help me out a little bit more? Cause you really be putting a lot on me, like I can really handle this stuff. So I mean, you think more highly of me oftentimes than I think of myself, because I am tired of the fight. But what I recognized was A, that complaining wasn't going to help me. And I needed to get myself into a better place where I shifted that. It was okay to talk about it, but I needed to shift it from a perspective of a downtrodden complaining, of a victim mentality of complaining, as opposed to saying, I'm complaining, but you know, I'm still excited about where I'm at. That might bless somebody right there. I'm still excited about where I am because I still know this year God is going to do it. I still know he's in the miracle working business. I still know he'll make a way out of no way. I still know he will put a ram in the bush. I still know that. So I need to get a hold of this complaining. That's number one. Number two, what I also didn't recognize, again, I told you I'm talking to myself first, but I want this to be a blessing to you, is that I had decided, based on some things that are happening, time of the year this was recording was happening, it was in Lent season, and I wanted to, because I think Lent is a great practice, even though I'm not Catholic, it's still a great practice that is primarily in Catholicism, and my church also practices as well. So I started to fast. Now, y'all already know I do too much, right? So not only did I decide to fast from one thing, I said I need a breakthrough that's so big I'm fasting from three things. Now watch this. That was good before it started, but when you going in and you already in this, number one, spirit of complaining, and you trying to fast, I promise you the devil was having a field day with me. I promise you he was having a field day with me, and you know, I'm not in a good space. And then I don't have anything of comfort that I want, right? To abstain from something that you desire, right? I didn't have those things. Not only did I not have one of those things, I didn't have three of those things. A sister is doing too much. I am on team too much. Has anybody ever been on team too much? Because I am the leader of the pack with team too much. I'm the president of the fan club of team too much. And I realized that, remember, the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and all sorts of spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why we got to put on the whole armor of God, right? So because I am in this place of fasting, I forgot that I was going to be going through spiritual warfare. Now here's why I'm mad at me and why I'm mad at us. We smarter than that. We know better. We know that when that happens, this is what the devil's going to do. But you don't see it coming. I remember that Bishop Jakes preached a message one time, and I don't think he said it quite like this, but I've said it this way from what I got from him. You cannot play patty cake with the devil. You can't play patty cake with the devil. You can't just do something small and think it's going to be okay, right? You can't, and fasting is not small, but I did a lot. And then I just, you know, a little complaint came in and another little this came out, another. And before I knew it, I was playing patty cake with the devil, y'all, and wondering why I needed to get back up and start fighting again. You got to fight back. You have to know when you are in a place of spiritual warfare. Sometimes it is warfare that's right in front of your face, and sometimes it is spiritual warfare, and you have to fight back. You got to fight back. I promise you I got something for everybody here. Number three. Somebody said it like this. Obviously it's not an original, but somebody say we should on ourselves too much. I should be in a different place at the age that I am. I should be making more money. I should already be advanced. I should look like this. I should be doing that. We should on ourselves way too much. And you know what it does? It's a trick of the enemy. It's a trick of the enemy to keep us in a place of bondage where we cannot get out of, because he knows that if we continue to should on ourselves too much, we're going to stay in a place of bondage. I hope this sets somebody free right here. We have to understand that that is not what God wants us to be doing. He doesn't want us to be telling ourselves these stories about what we should be doing and what we are not capable of doing or where we should be, because that's going to do nothing but keep us in our own mental and in a place that's not healthy for our spiritual growth and development. I'm on it today. Do y'all hear me? I'm on it today. That's number three. Number four. So let me end how I'm saying number three. If you should on yourself too much, you got to fight back. You got to recognize what you are doing and you have got to fight back. Number four, hurt tapes. We ruminate over the hurt tapes too much. Some of us have the greatest hits of hurt tapes. Something happened and you say, there it happened again. It might be a relationship. It might be something somebody said. It might be something that happened. It might be something that you lost. And you go take that hurt tape of yesterday, of yesteryear, of when you were younger, and you go put it back in that cassette and you're going to hit play again. Because we keep those hurt tapes going over and over and over. Trick of the enemy. God wants us, if you old school, because I'm old, if you old school, you know, you have them cassette tapes. You know how you used to, if it broke, you would have to take it out, wind it with a pencil, cut the part off, put a little tape on it, and make sure that you can get it back in the cassette to hope it play, had a little skip to it, but you were still good on the tape. You have to destroy, I'm talking to somebody here, you have to destroy those hurt tapes, because those hurt tapes are not benefiting you. All they are doing is keeping you bound. They're keeping you bound. And you have to write it out to yourself, write a letter to yourself, write a letter to the hurt, and let it go. Give it to God, get a therapist, talk to somebody that can help you through it, because those hurt tapes are keeping us in a place from advancing and starting and growing and impacting the people we are supposed to impact. You have got to fight back. You got to fight back on those hurt tapes. You got to fight back. Number five, y'all see, I told you what I was on one today, depression. Now, listen, again, I'm telling you that I'm talking to myself first. I suffer from depression. And what I recognize that helped me was this. I recognize several things. One is I recognize I can't ask somebody to help me when I'm in depression because I'm getting pummeled at that point. I don't want to talk to nobody. My go-to is isolation. I don't want to see nobody. I want to stay in bed. I want to keep the shades pulled down. That's what I want to do. So when I'm in that depression, I don't have the wherewithal to ask for help. And people say, you know, if you need me, call me. That's one of the worst things that you can say to a person. Now, I'm saying that from a person who does this. If you have a loved one that you know suffers from depression and you've said that to them, I want you to rethink it, because we don't know how to ask for help at that point. Many of us don't. And however you're going to help us, oftentimes it's not going to be what we need. You're going to be playing a guessing game. So sometimes people just go over and get people. Sometimes people just like, I'm just going to be over here sitting with you. You ain't got to say nothing to me, but I'm just going to be in your presence, because sometimes that presence alone is what helps people. We don't always know what we need when we are going through that depressed state. But what I did learn that I had to do is, first of all, I had to have a couple of people that I knew loved me unconditionally. I'm going to say it like this, because I don't even want to say unconditionally. Love me when my junk was bad. Love me when I wasn't at my best. Them people. Not the ones that only care about you when you're at your best, but the ones that love you when you're bad. Them ones that are still going to be around after the fact. I had a couple of them ones around, and I had to tell them when I was well, what happens when I'm not feeling well in depression. When I tell you I did that, that shifted things for me. My daughter has, we have a rule. She knows, she could tell the telltale signs of when I'm slipping, but we have a rule. 3 days is the maximum amount of time she will give me to be down and be offline before she starts threatening she finna get on an airplane to come get me. 3 days. And she don't let 3 days go. She's checking on me during those days. She'll be like, I need to see the whites of your eyes. Better yet, she'll put the kids on me. Well, your puka want to talk to you. How you say no to the kids, right? She pull out all the stops, because she knows I'm slipping, and she gets me to talk. I just need to talk. Oftentimes I felt that I needed to just have a different flood of emotions. I don't care if it was anger, if it was joy, I had to have a different flood of emotions to help to snap me out of where I was at oftentimes, because I needed to find something that was going to help me be better. Here's what I'm saying. There are signs when you're not in that place of depression, if depression is a thing you need to fight back on, if you're not in that place, when you're not in that place, look at when you're in that place and find some telltale signs. Find the things that you know you like to do, your comfort blanket when you're in depression, and you find them folks that will love you, and you tell them, when I'm here, when you see this, this is what I need you to do. This is what I need you to do, because that's the fight back, my Lord and my God. That's the fight back. That's the fight back. Because again, when I'm in that place, I don't have it. And what I also started doing, this might bless you, is starting to see the warning signs of depression. Like before, I would just be deep in the depression before I realized, oh, I'm here. And I had to start paying attention to the warning signs that was going. I was diagnosed with seasonal affective disorder, otherwise known as SAD, especially when the sun goes down, right? And there's no vitamin D, and I stay indoors a lot working from home. So when you do that, if you're a person like that and the weather shifts on you and those things are happening, you can see it. Sometimes you can feel it coming. You just don't feel like your best self. You just don't. And before you know it, depression is slamming you up against a wall. You got to fight back. Whatever it is that you have to do, maybe that's something that might bless you, but I know it's something that I have to fight back on. That's number five. Number six, another place we have to fight back. Sometimes we go too fast and too hard at the start of something, and then we get mad at ourselves for not finishing. We go too fast and too hard at the start, and then get mad at ourselves for not finishing. Some of us start New Year's resolutions. Some of us say, I'm going to start this at the start of the month. Some of us say, I'm going to drink more water. Some of us say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And you go, you get all the stuff that you need. You start everything you need to do. But because you decided you went too hard, you weren't able to keep it up. And then instead of falling and getting back up, you stay down, and then you start shooting on yourself again, as we talked about before, or you start getting on yourself for not finishing. You have got to fight back. I was literally telling my daughter this. I said, she's on this thing where she knows she needs to work out. And first of all, she's like a size 2 or 4, right? After 2 kids. But she needs to, for her health, be able to work out. So I said, so she'll go and she'll start and she'll be good for a week, and then she'll drop off. And then she'll be off for a couple of months. And I said, because you're going too hard. You say this to me all the time, is start 30 minutes once a week, if that's what you have to do. Once during the week, once on the weekend. That's it. And just stay consistent with that. Find something, you guys, where you can turn the volume down, do it at a low rate just to get started, but keep it up so that you can fight back. That might be the very thing that you need to do to fight back, instead of going too fast at the start or going too hard and then quitting and then being mad at yourself. That's what I got for you for number six. Now, number seven is about to hurt. This one gonna hurt. This is the thing that I think plagues most women in some way, shape, or form, unless you're a Victoria's Secret model, unless you're one of those sisters that is, God bless you, that you're small and you got good genes, is weight loss and being healthy. Weight loss and being healthy. I'm talking about it because we have to fight back. Here is the thing. We know what to do. Like that's really the hardest part, is we literally know what to do. And let me say this on the flip side, you know what not to do, right? You know what not to do, but we, you know, what was that? The Apostle Paul was talking about the thorn in his side, the things that he know he want to do, that he shouldn't do, he's still doing. The things that he's not supposed to do, those are the things that he desires and ends up doing. But it's real, because we have to. That's why the Bible talks about the need to die to flesh daily. So we know what to do. But watch this. There are some of us who have tried every program under the sun. You still got the drinks in the refrigerator, in the cabinet. You have all the workout equipment. You've been up late at night and thought about it. You've heard somebody else talk about it. You wanted to start this other workout program. You have them all. You got the tapes. You got the VHSs. Like, I'm going to go all the way back. We have it all. And we're still where we are. And here's the thing. We know what to do because really, in my opinion, I know it becomes a mental thing. But here are two things that I think with this weight loss or this thing that we have to literally fight back on being healthy. There's two things. One, if you have to accept it's going to be hard. Like that's like for real, for real. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. There's no way around that. And for those who want, I have no, I speak no ill will for people who choose to get surgery because there's a lot of people that work out and you just can't, there are certain parts of your body that you just want to look better and you've done everything and you can't, there are some people that do it for health reasons. We're not even talking about that. We're not even talking about that. But what I am talking about is there are some things we could do where it's just going to hurt. And the thing is, we don't want to go through that pain. That's number one. Number two, it's going to take way too much time to get that weight off the way you want to get it off. I promise you that. I promise you that. I swam for when I decided I needed to lose some weight. I got back in the pool. I said, I'm hoping this is what's going to hurt. What was going to help, because my body was just with the last illness that I had, big illness that I had about 10 years ago at the time of this recording, that my body just reacts differently to certain things. And I am still an athlete in my mind. I don't have an issue working out. I got in that pool. My body wasn't doing all this crazy stuff. I got myself up to swimming 80 to 100 laps. Every time I got into the pool, got in there, lost 30 pounds. It took me what? 8 to 10 months, 8 to 10 months of doing it. But you know, let me tell you what, it was a pound at a time. And I said, I'm staying in this pool. The devil is a whole lie, because I decided I needed to fight back. It's going to hurt, and it's going to take way too much time. It's going to take way too much time. And we are in that microwave generation where we want some immediate results. And here's the other thing is that the doggone scale don't just go down. It goes down and it goes up and then it goes down and then it goes up twice and then it goes down. It does that. And we don't want to give ourselves the grace, because we also haven't learned how food impacts our body. How, I ate something with a little bit more sodium, so therefore I'm bloated. I didn't gain 2 pounds, but we are so psychologically bent on that scale that we have to begin to fight back. Because here's what I know. You can't catch health. Somebody said that you can't catch health. You can catch sickness, but you can't catch health. Health has to be intentional. Weight loss has to be intentional. And I'm not saying that because I did it, right? I'm not saying that. And here's the thing. I was already, before I got sick, I was in the best shape of my entire life. Got sick, gained a whole bunch of weight. So it happens. It doesn't matter why. And then of course, all the medication you end up taking, what's the one of the main ingredients? Weight gain. That I feel like is a whole conspiracy against us. It's a whole conspiracy against us. But here's something that I know is that it actually costs more money to be healthy. Like, I'm vegan by choice, and it costs a whole lot more money for me to eat fruits and vegetables all the time and some tofu and some plant-based things, you know, plant-based fake meat and all that type of stuff. It costs me way more money to be healthy. I think it's a whole conspiracy. I won't get into that. But here's something that I know. When I think about where God has taken me, watch this. When I think about where God wants to take me, when those visions that God gave me years and years, decades ago, about where he was going to take me and the stages that I was going to be on, and being around other people. You want me to tell you what I've never seen? I thought about this probably about 15 years ago. What I have never seen, and I'm still searching, was a highly successful, morbidly obese person. A highly successful, morbidly obese person. And I'm talking about myself, because, you know, that BMI thing will tell you if you a stocky black woman or you a Hispanic sister, it's going to tell us we morbidly obese. We just got to get used to it, that doggone thing. Right. And I know there's other things that we use as measurement, but I'm just talking about the BMI scale because that seems to be all the doctors are using. Right. They're going to tell us all to be morbidly obese. Right. So I want to be in my best place to do what it is that I have to do. And I don't have to start hard to make that happen. But what I do have to do is I got to fight back. I do have to fight back against cravings. I do have to retrain my body to not crave sugar. I do have to train my mind to not eat after a certain time. I do have to train myself to drink more water and less soda. I don't drink soda, but my point being, I do have to do that. That stuff is hard. It's going to hurt and it's going to take a long time. But I got to fight back. That's number 7. We got 3 more to go. Number 8, we have to fight back on loving and doing more for others than we're doing for ourselves. My Lord and my God. You know, I've been thinking about this lately, this idea of loving others and doing more for others. You know, when the Bible talks about love your neighbor as yourself, and then people say, some people will follow it up with, you can't really love others until you love yourself. I'm really in my mind as of late, and I want to hear from you on this. I'm really starting to disagree with that in a lot of respects, because there are a lot of us, especially as caretakers, we will love other people way more than we love ourselves. We will do for others. Some of us will unfortunately let others walk all over us. We don't want to say the things that we need to say to other people because we need that love, or we need their acceptance, or we need them in our lives for whatever the reasons are. Maybe some childhood traumas that we had to get past. We need those things. So we will love others and do more for others than we do for ourselves. I believe that's a real thing. I believe that many of us are plagued with this, and I believe that we have to fight back on it. I believe that we have to get ourselves to a place where we recognize that that's a thing for us, and we have to go into prayer. We got to go into fasting. We got to go into counseling if we need to. We got to get a support group, whatever it is that we have to do. We have to get to a point where we're just saying, you know what? I'm going to put me on my schedule. I got to put me on my schedule. I gotta put me as a priority. I gotta put, and you know, self-care is this, it's a buzzword right now, right? But we have to do more for ourselves. That kind of runs into number 9, which is lack of kindness and lack of self-care, which I just talked about. Lack of self-care. Like number 8 was loving and doing more for others, but then number 9 is being kinder to myself and giving self-care to myself. Now, some of us are starting to do better. Some of us are doing great. I applaud you. Tell me what you're doing and how you do it for your self-care, for yourself. But am I always being kind to myself? Am I giving myself a break? And watch this, not so many breaks that I'm lying to myself and allowing myself to just be sloppy about some stuff, allowing myself to... I got friends to do it. You know, I'm proud of myself for this. Well, you do know that's just basic. That's what you should be doing. I said it, deal with it. There's some of us, and you know, if it's you I'm talking to, or it's you I'm talking to, if I'm not talking to you, I'm not talking to you. But I want us to be able to show more kindness to ourselves in those areas that we know we lack kindness, because we have to do what? What's the thing? Hey sis, this is your girl, Dr. T. And on today's episode, we are talking about this idea of fighting back. Listen, I got 5 areas in our lives that we need to fight back on. And it is real. I go real on this one. And I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this episode, because this is probably the most impactful episode that I've had so far. Get ready to learn more about what you need to do to fight back and in which areas. I want to hear from you, so I will see you on the podcast. The theme of this particular podcast, fight back. And number 10, this is I could say it's my favorite, but I think all of my favorite, because I need them all in one way or another, is we got to start saying no. I'm going to end with that one. You got to start saying no. You got to start saying no to some people, and you got to start saying no to your doggone self. We have to start saying no. We have to stop. We got to fight back. We no, and watch this. No is a complete sentence in and of itself, and it needs no explanation. If somebody that cares about you hear a no for the first time and they ask you why, and you ask them why, like, just go back and forth. Like, why you say no? Why you ask me why I say no? I said no because I said no. Like, it needs no explanation. And some people need to have explanations, but it is a complete sentence in and of itself with a period. No, period, no, exclamation point. Not no with a question mark, period, exclamation point. Said it, meant it, settles it for me. Said it, meant it, settles it for me. Some of us have to go through a year of no. Shonda Rhimes wrote a book that was the year of yes. Some of us need to take the rest of this year, whatever time you hear this podcast, is to go through a year of no, if that's what you need. If you know that you are in a place where you need to start doing more for yourself, you're going to have to say no to some other stuff. You're going to have to say no to the way that you're thinking. You're going to have to say no for allowing the enemy to continue to sling you against the wall. I know that that's what I have to do. I got to fight. I got to fight back. I am saying no to Tamika. Y'all see, I didn't even say Dr. T. I'm saying no to Tamika on some stuff that she wants to do, because I have to get myself into a better place. Listen, this podcast was really about this idea of helping us to understand that we just got to get out here and fight. We're out here trying to do God's will, starting a business, launching a business, when really what we have to do, look at this. The business might be easy. It's the fight that's hard. That might bless somebody right there. It is that you can get so much farther down the road is if you fight on some of these things that have to do with you. You could be much farther down the road, but we have to be about our Father's business. We have to be about taking care of this temple. Remember, our body, our mind, our soul, that's the temple, not the building that we go worship in. Our body is the temple. And so if my body is the temple, am I taking care of my body? If my body, if I am the temple, am I taking care of my mind? If my body is the temple, am I replaying hurt tapes? Because these things aren't helping me. None of the things that I said on this top 10 list is helping us. None of it is helping us. We're going to have to flip this script, ladies. We're going to have to flip this script if we are going to be going out there and positively impacting the world. We got to flip it. We got to take back control. We got to take control of our mind, our thinking, because I believe that there is something that God has on us to do. And collectively, watch this. Collectively, if I do my part, and you, each of you do your part, together we can change the world. I am the child of a king. I am the mother of a king to be, otherwise known as Dr. T, reminding you on She Launches Podcast that you have to fight back. Decide that you are going to be great today on purpose, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate it if you'd head over to iTunes or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode. You know that's going to help me to grow and help this podcast to get out to more people just like yourself. Also, if you found it helpful for maybe even a sister friend, I would really appreciate it if you took the time to share it with them, because my goal is to be able to let this information get out to as many people as possible so together we can change the world. I really appreciate it, and I hope that God continues to bless and keep you, cause his face of favor to shine upon you, and grant you every peace, every wish that you needed to launch your business. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. Amen.